Our Minecraft server is provided by ServerCraft, offering reliability, support, and performance. Get your own server from servercraft.co. Want something to listen to while playing Minecraft? Why not try an audiobook from Audible? Listeners of our show will get one free book of your choice when you sign up for a 14-day trial. Go to audibletrial.com/theshaft.
Can't sleep, gotta build. There's a ground that needs to be drilled, and all I wanna do is dig.
From the Dead Workers Party, a podcast about all things Minecraft. Enjoy your stay in the Shaft.
The Shaft, episode 52, recorded on October 2nd, 2011. I'm Brent Copeland.
I'm Eric Fullerton.
I'm Wes Wilson.
I'm Wes Wilson.
Oh. I was going to do it. Oh.
I it. You can do it again.
I can't believe Wes isn't here.
Yeah, Wes isn't here.
I wanted to be on the show because Wes would be here, and he's not here. and Eric and Brent, but I mean mostly Wes. Mostly Wes.
And that voice you hear is none other than Mojachi the Moon Princess.
Why are you so angry?
What do you think about that?
I thought we agreed on Rob, and now you guys are calling me Mojachi the Moon Princess.
Oh, what's up, Rob?
I swear you said you'd love to be Mojachi.
I did. Just trolling you guys.
We're getting trolled.
So
don't you guys play like music and stuff? Where's the music?
That happens in post.
Yeah, that happens in post production.
Oh, sure. That is
thanks
so
for calling us out, though.
Yeah.
What number is this episode?
This is number 52, and you can relive the magic on YouTube or iTunes. And how about that?
As you can tell, Mojachi, the Wizzy Wizard, Robert Moran, is a avid listener of the show. That's why he knows what
episode. Did you say 72?
Yeah.
52.
172. Got
it. 176. So we know
welcome
Robert.
Welcome everybody to the Dead Workers Podcast. Welcome to episode 172 featuring he's not here. Eric Brindberg and Brent Copeland. And I'm your special host, Rob.
How was that?
That was dandy.
Awesome.
Oh,
perfect.
We'll use that in 124 episodes.
That's right.
So we're going to go ahead and plan to have you back in 124 episodes. That's 2 years roughly from now.
Yes.
But before we go on any further, let's talk about all the wonderful sponsors that sponsor the show. And these are listeners just like you and Robert, because Robert loves listening to the show. First, we got Rodri, who says, I can has new episodes of The Shaft? :3? What's that, like a kiddly, winkly, mousy mouth face? What's
somebody
colon
type
three?
In the chat.
Yeah.
What's a colon
cat
three?
Face.
Cat face. Also, Jeremy Autumn, who is also sponsored the DWPP, but he also sponsored the show today, and he says, all cat! Comment removed by admin. Those all caps, I think, is what that was going to be.
Yeah.
Something like that. We also have Chromie, who says, but really are just in the habit of just saying his name.
Yes, we say Crummy's name every week.
Yeah, and we like that. We should say all your names every week. But also Spartan L4D says, I groin punch creepers for the shrills.
For the shrills.
That's thrills in Minecraft speech.
Okay.
I think. And then last but not least, a lumpy muffin who says, I'm powered by redstone and pork chops. Nice.
Ow.
So why don't we go ahead and step on into something we like to call our... Are you ready?
Yes.
Our,
let's do it.
Do it.
Our journeys. All right. So, Robert... Rob Arena.
Hello.
Robbie. So so we know you from years ago. We met you at BlizzCon, and you were on our Control Point podcast for an episode and our World of WoW, and you've been doing all kinds of stuff. What are you doing currently?
I make internet videos.
You
on
make
the, on the internet.
So you and they're animated?
No.
That's how you look in real life.
So, but, you know, I remember one big video that you did back when we were doing that.
Oh, you're really going to bring this up?
Is it still going on? Do you still get comments from people from that video?
Yeah, but I don't really check my YouTube anymore. Because YouTube, I don't know if you guys have this problem, but like my YouTube is like 99.9% spam. Like I'll check it, you know, I'll check it every once in a while, and it'll be like, "Hey, put this link in your video, and I'll pay you 1,000 rupees."
Rupees are
that's
cool.
That's all I get.
Yeah, spammers from Zelda Land, from Hyrule.
But, we're trying to pimp you out here. I think that's something pimpable. But what do you want to pimp out now? Like, what you doing now? You realms?
I'm like in between projects. Actually, I don't really know what I should be doing anymore, because it's been kind of like, so like a year ago, actually maybe 2 years now, I worked for Escapist Magazine.
Yeah.
And I did this Unforgotten Realms show, which is the main character here that's talking. Yeah, there's me. And, you know, they kind of will use, what's a nice friendly word? Screwed me over. That's a nice friendly word. Screwed me over, and so I kind of like left them. And so ever since then, I've been just doing videos on the internet of all sorts of things. So I've done everything from like I played Dungeons and Dragons in Minecraft. You know, I thought I should, you know, maybe plug the whole Minecraft related thing. Yeah, so I've done like Dungeons and Dragons in Minecraft, and that was fun. What else have we done? I've done a lot of like little like mini series, I guess, of different games. But no, I haven't really done much like animation or stuff. I have this Machinima project, because I know you guys love Machinima, mm-hmm. that I'm planning on releasing. But I had to find people who speak Korean,
and I should have called us.
Them, but I need a third person still to like, finish it.
Like you couldn't get one of them to just do like a Korean voice or something like it.
Koreans are terrible voice actors. No, I tried. I'm like, all right, do something else. All right, try another one. No, it's the exact same voice every single time, so you need to find different sounding Koreans.
Okay.
Wow. So we'll have to get together and collaborate and do something together.
Is this a Minecraft-related Machinima you're talking about?
No, it's StarCraft. I wrote like what I wanted to do for it 2 years ago, and I was going to make it for BlizzCon, but they are really limited on like what you can actually submit, and like it was like a 3-minute limitation, and I was just like, you can't make anything really that good in 3 minutes without really gutting it or doing like a joke. And that's about it. Like if you do a penis joke, you're set. Like you could do something funny if you do a penis joke, but outside of that, I there's not enough like setup time to do anything that entertaining. So I was just like, I'm not going to submit this for BlizzCon. It's been sitting on my like project table of something I wanted to finish, but you know, now that I have all this time to do it and I don't have to like rush it for a deadline, I'm like, all right, if I'm going to do this StarCraft video properly, I need some Koreans. So,
We got a project coming up. How do you feel about turkey basters?
Yikes.
I like turkey basters.
Okay.
Probably not for the same reason you guys like turkey basters, but I like me some turkey basters.
Well, we can work on it then. That sounds like a good idea.
We'll hit you up. Yeah. So go check out urealms.com if you have no idea what's going on right now. Just do that.
Now, and I see here some stuff under Wes's stuff, but I'm pretty sure that Rob put that there.
No, that was Wes. So okay. Everything's ruined.
Okay.
I don't know why I'm here. I have all these cool sound effects and stuff from when Wes talks.
No, we got it. Here it comes. Ready?
Hi, Wes. That's... And for my week, I just wanted to say, how nerdy am I?
It's just not as good anymore. Everything.
Okay.
And I wanted to just let y'all know how much cooler Rob is than me.
Is that what you wanted?
So much better if Wes said it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, what have you been up to? Did that ruin that spot too?
Well, in Minecraft?
Yeah.
We have Minecraft related, right?
Yeah.
Nothing. No, I haven't touched Minecraft in a month.
Oh, yeah?
You're probably like, Rob, but there's all this cool stuff that's coming on Minecraft, but I haven't touched it in a month.
Well, but are you excited about that new stuff? Like, do you want to go see? No. You want the old, so are you more creative mode type guy?
Nope.
You're more just, I want it for Machinima, and that's it?
Nope. I love Minecraft to death. The thing I hate most about Minecraft, and I don't know why you guys invited me to a Minecraft podcast, because I'm going to go crazy, is Notch updates it and all my mods break.
Right.
And then everything I was working on is ruined. Just ruined. Like, I was showing Wes this cool mod on our server. We're going to have this class mod, and everybody's going to have spells, like custom cool spells, because there's this cool bucket mod you can use it for. And, like, we had all these classes, and they could do all these cool things. You could summon pillars of lava. You could shoot 100 arrows. You could turn into a ghast and shoot fireballs. It was amazing. And it broke. Because of Enderman that didn't add anything to multiplayer. And then I was like, it's fine, guys. The modders will update. Everything will be better. It only takes them, you know, a couple weeks to get everything fixed. Then Notch was like, 1.9 pre-release. And I was like, oh. And then 1.9's coming out. And I'm like, oh. And then he posted on his Twitter, 1.10's going to be coming shortly after 1.9. I'm like, oh, we're never going to get to play multiplayer anymore. I'm so sad.
Well, you know, it'll be out of beta one day, right? And then, you know, No more changes after that, right?
Well, you know, it might still be okay in beta after he hooks us up. Well, he's going to hook us up with official mod support. Right now, it's all just hacks and replacing jars and stuff like that. Once it's legit, once it's real, then Curse will take over, and they'll have a client, and you can just keep it updated, and it'll be easy.
Yeah.
And but right now, it's kind of, you know.
I hope he does that, though, because at first he said he was going to do something like that, and then he said he was just going to make it easier for modders to make mods, not necessarily do, because that's what I really wanted to do, is make, you know, the mods. And I know it's not fun to program that part of the game. I know he wants to program cool Enderman and enchanting books and all the cool stuff he's been doing, because that's the fun part when you're programming, right? Is, you know, making the three-eyed pigs and dolphins. But I don't know if he's ever going to make the mod thing, and it really sucks because there are so many cool mods. I don't know how much you guys are really into like the mods in Minecraft, but like, I don't know. There was a year of Minecraft where Notch didn't really release anything there because, you know, he was getting the office and he made $1 million. So he was spending $1 million and he was having a party. You know, I get that. And there was a year where nothing happened and, like, the modders just went crazy. Yeah. And there was just so many cool things you could do. And what's sad is, like, every time a patch comes out, most of the modders update, but some of them don't. And so those just kind of get lost. And it's just kind of like, oh, well, that sucks. And, like, I get that a lot from people whenever stuff comes out and I, like, argue on the internet. And I'm like, yeah, I'm arguing on the internet. They'll always say, like, well, just don't upgrade and stay in the last version. It's like, okay, that's fine for single-player stuff, but not for multi. Because a multiplayer, like, I can't, like, leave a server and be like, here's the 1.5 Minecraft server. Because there's no way to backroll your Minecraft legally, right? Because you'd have to go download the old jar. Notch doesn't have a way for us to, like, backpedal to previous versions. So if somebody updates their server, there's nothing you can do.
Yeah, well, nothing in game, but you can. There's actually some programs out there that you can just pick which patch you want, and it'll patch you over to that. So,
but where does it download from? Because legally, you're not supposed to have it jar from somewhere else.
Well, they still have it on their server, and it just pulls it from there.
Oh, okay, yeah. If you get it from their server, that's fine. It's just that's the whole problem with multiplayer. Is, you know. I want people to play in the newest version of Minecraft because I don't want to keep the server, you know, ancient. Here's our server's on the 1.4 version, but no, trust me, it's really cool. Because, you know, that's the other problem is if you upgrade a server, then they can't play on other servers, right? They couldn't go play on the new Control Point 1.9 server if they're playing on some dude's 1.7 and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Correct. Now, and you're talking about mods. I don't know if we actually found this on a Facebook. It got leaked. There's a lot of leaks in the Minecraft world.
Yeah.
But the Curse Beta site, cursebeta.com, and you can actually see how they're going to be laying out the mods for Minecraft and Terraria and all their other games and see what they're doing there with that. And it looks pretty good. I mean, it looked better than the old Bucket. I know Bucket's updated a little bit how you get mods. But, it's that whole plugins and mods for WoW look, you know, searching and finding, and I'm sure they'll fix that in the premium where you can probably download it and do some cool stuff. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's what I'd like to see, is to make it easier to kind of update your server that.
It's tough, though. It's tough to add mods, though, in, right? Like, most people can't do it.
Yeah.
Like, you literally have to go into... It's simple, and you explain it, but, you know, for most people, it just opening up, you know, a jar and throwing a file in is, you know... too much, especially when mods become incompatible and then everything breaks. So then you're playing this game of juggling, what can I fit in Minecraft before it breaks, when you're trying to get like everything.
Yeah.
See, what you need to do is you need to clone our head admin, Toasted Jelly, because that boy, he can update mods on a server like no one's business. He's actually, right now, he's moving all of our files from one server to a new one at lethaldrive.com/theshaft.
Ah, that's right.
That's for a segue into it. I guess that's new stuff. We'll get there later. So what have you been doing this week, Eric?
Me?
I guess we can, do you want to say it together since we did
really,
it together?
We were in unison?
Yeah.
We were swinging from a tree branch and then we started throwing feces at people.
That wasn't really what I thought we were going to say. I went there with you.
Okay.
Because I have trust. We do our trust exercises every evening.
Right.
Wait, that sounds bad. Yeah. But no, we tried out some of the 1.9.2 is what I'm calling it. I know no one else is. They're calling it pre-release too. I'm throwing the .2 in there because I'm wild.
Yeah. Anyway, we played a pre-release
of a beta.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Second
pre-release of a beta.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what do you call that internally, though? Like, what do they call that around the office?
1.9.2.
Is that like a pre-release?
Oh, is it a point?
Like, what's the pre-release to a pre-release of a beta?
1.92a/b^√arcane-knowledge.
Nice.
So, what we did, though, is we played around, shot each other with arrows. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, we...
what did you find out? You found out something pretty cool with the snowman.
Oh, yeah. I still love the snow golem. So if you build a bunch of snow golems, and they're all walking around and whatever, doing whatever they do, right? If you pull out some wheat, let me tell you, snow golems hate wheat.
They go mad.
They will not stand for it. If it's in their presence, they will start throwing snowballs at you. You don't even have to right-click or left-click or any clicking. Just hold that weed out, and they will go freaking nuts. It's great. And so they all start throwing snowballs at you. It's awesome. So go have fun with that.
Balls flying.
Yeah.
From snowmen.
Wait, do the snowballs hurt?
No, they do a knockback. They knock you back a little.
They'll knock you out of your bed.
Yeah.
We found that out.
That's right, yeah. We were woken by a bunch of snow golems throwing snowballs at us while in our sleep. This is kind of bizarre.
This is brilliant, Eric. I've just thought of the best griefing trap that you could do on
griefing
in a multiplayer server. Oh, griefing trap!
I like it
because it just knocks back, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Stay with me.
Thinking.
Here's how it works. So you build a tunnel, okay, and it goes deep and deep into a pit. And what you do is in the pit, you put a bunch of these snowmen, okay, and then you have dispensers triggered on a plate that shoot out wheat. So, the people, you know, just walk, they fall into this pit, and they're like, oh, what happens? They've given some wheat, and if this is the only item they are holding, then the snowmen just start shooting them. Because if it's the only item they're holding, then it'll be the active item in their inventory. And if it's the active item in their inventory, then they will start getting hit with wheat.
Snowballs.
See?
I like this.
It's pretty. You like that?
Genius.
Yeah, on the
wow,
spot.
I was
too.
Really getting in the mood.
Do you make a lot of traps to kill people on your multiplayer server?
I don't really need to. It gets old. People cry a lot in Minecraft when they get ganked. Like, you can have a server where you just give them everything. You spawn, there's a slash kit, they get a full set of diamond tools and every single item in their inventory. And like, if they accidentally die, they throw fits, and I don't know why. They always get so mad when they die and lose everything. But nothing. But in the multiplayer, it's always just like, "Yeah, what did you really lose?"
But that's a good griefing trap. It's, you know, snowballs never kill anybody.
Okay.
Did they?
I don't know.
What else did we discover? Anything?
Discovered that the Ender pearls don't work in creative. Or at least they didn't for us. We couldn't throw them.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
And then on SMP, they seem to be broken on SMP. Like, you throw them and it just damaged you, it seemed like.
Right.
Like, you just take damage.
Oh, that's right, because every time you teleport, you damage yourself like two hearts or something.
Yeah, but you wouldn't actually teleport.
Right.
Or it would do it sometimes. There's weird stuff. So I think that needs to be looked at a little bit.
And the breeding doesn't really work. Well, let's see. The breeding, you don't see the hearts in multiplayer right now.
Well, the other person's hearts.
Yeah, and the other person, yeah.
Like, you see hearts if
you don't know if they're in love and stuff. Like, I had a sheep chasing me. I think it was in love with me. It was trying to...
Nice. Did you do anything with that?
Get all up in me.
Did Brent try to give you some wheat?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Nice. Yeah, you
And it worked, too. He had hearts on his head.
Yeah. But why is that? You right-click animals with wheat, and they love it. They fall in love
with it. It's the breeding. You're giving them some little...
Here's a little wheat. Go have fun.
Yeah.
Go get it.
Then they get all horny. And they look for other animals of the same type.
That's what wheat does.
Like, it's kind of funny. You can actually right-click on the snowman, and they'll get hearts over their heads. We couldn't really get them to actually produce a new snowman.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm wondering if that's coming. Wait, that sounds wrong.
You could do it in the 1.1 release. There, you could give wheat to snowmen. Did they fix it in 1.2 that it doesn't work now? You can't? Well, I guess they get angry at you, so no.
Well, yeah.
No, you pull it out, and they get angry, and then you give it to them, and they get hearts. But I just don't know if it makes a new snowman. This is S&P stuff, though. So it's like there's a lot of stuff that doesn't work the same.
That's S&P. Angry sex.
Yes. Well, what do you do when you're a snowman and you're hitting each other with wheat?
Well, you know what? Wait, beer is made from wheat, right? Is there a connection there from alcohol
like hops
and falling in love?
Wheat and grains and
I don't know.
Yeah, that sounds good. They're getting drunk and horny.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, let's should we move it along since we got lots of stuff here?
Well, there's something else that you were doing this week. Minecraft related.
Oh yeah, the video?
Yeah.
The music video that we have been working on for a while, starring Minecraft Chick. Is done. It is done. It is rendered. And
let's see it.
No.
No. What? We're never going to show anybody.
Well,
we're going to keep it all to
see
ourselves.
It, you can,
well, can I see it?
You can see it next Saturday on our one-year anniversary celebration, the Dead Workers Party at 7 o'clock. We will be airing it live. I guess live is the word to use.
Yeah, we'll have a
It'll be the premiere.
Yeah,
the world premiere.
So we're trying to get a good render technique. I mean, there's a couple little things yet to do, but really the editing and everything is done with it. So Saturday is the day. Everyone will see it.
Yes,
can't wait.
They will see it, and I think they'll enjoy it.
Yeah.
So anyway, let's go ahead and we have been sponsored by Rasmussen. For the past three episodes, and this is the last episode that they're going to be our sponsor that we know of right now. Hopefully, they will sponsor more in the future because y'all are going to show them some love this week. I would appreciate it if you would take the time to go fill out a quick survey. It's only three questions. Real simple. You can go to theshaftpodcast.com and click on the Rasmussen exit survey at the top. It's super quick, and we just want you to look at their stuff and tell us honestly how you feel about it being a sponsor on the show. We want to know how our sponsors do. We want to know how our sponsors are doing on their end, too. And it's important data that we can give them that maybe they'll return the favor and, sponsor some more months. But anyway, let's get into it. Rasmussen College does, they have their own game and simulation programming. And you can get to this special program at rasmussen.edu/game program. And if you're thinking about getting to the gaming industry, it's, having something like this on your resume will help you.
Mm-hmm.
I know for me, programming-wise, I don't have a degree, and I'm losing money every year because of it. You make a lot more money with a degree. I don't know the actual percentage, but it's worthwhile in the end. But they have a lot of stuff like, what do they have here? They have game theory.
Yeah, game programming.
Planning.
Yeah, multiplayer, network coding, artificial intelligence, OpenGL programming. All kinds of things that are basically video game related. Development. They have 22 campuses. They have an online program. It's just, you know, if you want to get into the gaming industry, if you want to dip your toes into the game development world, the nice warm pool, get a little floaty out there.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
And I think
about
one
now.
Of the best things here is you're going to learn a lot of skills that round you out.
Yeah.
Like I know currently we're moving to a new work technique at our work called I thought about it because you said pool, but we're going into a programming pool, a developer pool where all the developers are in one pool and then something comes in and they just pick one out and say, okay, you're working on this for the next however long that item's going to take. Well, you may not know ASP or Cold Fusion or whatever, but you're going to have to learn it and develop in this. So being rounded out, there's just more chances of jobs. So definitely go take a look at what they have to offer at rasmussen.edu/game program. And please fill out the survey. We love you for it. And
go out there and make a Minecraft clone. Go to college first. Learn how to do it. And then make a clone.
Yeah, we'll do a podcast on it.
Competition's good.
That's what Notch says.
Yeah.
Hey, Eric. This is Brent. This is really important. I'm calling you from the future. I know, it sounds crazy. But I wanted to let you know about something. I'm here at MineCon, and it's freaking awesome. We're here at the Lethal Drive booth, and it's insane. They have this incredible booth here. It looks like it's straight out of Minecraft, and there are people everywhere. So I want you to make sure we don't forget to tell people about lethaldrive.com at MineCon. They're actually sending us to MineCon, and we're going to be there at their booth both days for a few hours, so people need to come over and say hi to us, and it must work because there's tons of people here. I'm freaking out, man. So be sure to let people know in the episode that they can go right now to lethaldrive.com/theshaft and get a nice percentage off. I believe it's 25% off their first month of rentals with the coupon The Shaft. Don't forget to tell people. This is super important.
So, anyway, lots of news this week. Let's hit them up.
From the Minecraft Daily, news and updates.
All right. All right, this week, Minecraft Pocket Edition is now available on all Android devices as of Thursday, September 29th. I did hear that there is a list of units that it is not available on. You'll have to look into it. The way the Android marketplace works is that you can actually buy something. You can download Minecraft Pocket Edition, and then if it doesn't work or if you don't like it or anything like that, you have I don't remember, like an hour or 15 minutes. You have a window in which you can just click a button and get a refund. It takes the game away. You get your money back. No big deal, which is awesome. I wish iTunes or not iTunes, whatever, Apple App Store. I wish that was available on there. But anyway, so if you have an Android, you don't need to go and find if it's compatible with your phone or whatever. Just go check it out.
Yeah, and if you want to see more about, you know, what's up in this update in the game and stuff, there's actually a really good article on the Minecraft Scribe that we'll link to in the show notes that details a lot of this. So we'll get
from
that.
From Astrogolly?
Yes.
Sweet.
The man who has filled up our dock once again.
Yes. He's a master. Also, another 1.9 pre-release, Notch added item repair. This was one of the biggest things that we get in Excavation Station. People, you know, wishing for repairable items or just a technique of repairing. And here we go. Now we have it.
And
it's
I'm sure it's from the
pretty
show.
Simple.
Pretty sure it's from it being suggested on the show quite a bit. We both watched a video last night, I guess, of Paul Soares showing everybody how to do it and going through trying different combinations and things like that. So go check that out.
Yeah.
Just search for Paul Soares. It's one of his newest videos.
Yeah. And let's see. Anything else? What do you think about that, Rob? Are you excited about repairing items? Yeah.
We already had a spell that did that, so no.
But now you don't have to have a spell.
Had a spell repair for a long time.
But so. Now they took it away from you. You have to wait for an update.
Well, Makes me sad. It's good for armor because, well, actually, I heard they changed armor. So, The thing is, anything that ever gets added, I could be like, there's a mod for that. That's the Apple slogan, right? There's an app for that? Yeah, there's a mod for that.
Right.
Yeah, if only they were as easy as apps to install, right?
Yeah. You know, in item repair, that's strictly a SMP thing, too. I mean, it's like, you'll never have that problem in creative mode.
I'm going to say something here. It's maybe controversial.
Okay.
But it's just how I feel on the subject. So I think Minecraft's great, and I love what they're doing to it. But I really think they could have done themselves kind of a service by going ahead and implementing in the plugin mod feature. Mm-hmm. And then instead of adding all the things they're adding to the game, they had the vanilla world, which was just Steve digging. And then they built
the choir,
plugins
man.
Themselves, right?
You're preaching to the choir on this. Like,
and so all
don't
the
get
new
me
things,
wrong. I love Minecraft. Minecraft is great. I've put, I don't know, a lot of, like, there's no hour tracker. I should have put it on Steam so I could figure out how many hours. I put a lot of hours. We'll say at least seven. At least 7 hours into Minecraft. And the, you know, when Minecraft first came out, everyone has the exact same experience. You're like, okay, how do I build things? Oh, we have to go to a wiki. And that's kind of annoying, right? Going to the wiki, and it's like, okay. But then once you figure out everything and you realize you can break anything and build anything, it's awesome. And everything's fantastic. But then after a while, I don't know. Do you guys have, like, do you have these phases where you're kind of bored of Minecraft? And you're like, you don't really play it for, I don't know, a week, 2 weeks. And then something happens and you're like, oh, I want to play it again. Maybe something happens on the server or Notch releases something. Because that's how Minecraft's always been for me. Is like, when it came out, you know, the first thing I did was multiplayer. Like, I did a little bit of single player, but, you know, I got it because a friend told me, you should try this game. And I was like, okay, let's try this game. And I got it and we played it and it was great. And then we were like slowly waiting for like Notch to do things. And then after, what do you think, like 1.4, there was just like this dry spell. And then just Bucket took over. What was before Bucket? HMod? Yeah, Bucket took over. And they had so many cool things just from the get-go that you could put on your server. And I don't know. I wish, like Brent said, I wish he did the mod thing right off the bat, because it's frustrating sometimes.
Well, I think if they had made it where, you know, they're making plugins too, you know, and
official
they're
plugins.
Yeah, and now you have this official plugins that these are official, this is what we want to add to the game. But maybe you don't like breeding, or maybe you don't like the Enderman. You can pick and choose and basically build your game from that.
Yeah.
You know, that list of things. Yeah. And I think that would have been incredible.
Yeah, I feel you about just kind of dry spells and kind of getting bored. And the thing is, since there's no objective, it's kind of, I mean, it's up to us to make our own fun and to dream up new games to play in the world. It's like we're in a playground forever. Our parents dumped us out into this playground, and we have to figure out how to have fun in it, right?
Yeah.
So we're like, okay, how about cops and robbers? How about cowboys and Indians? How about we grief each other all day? How about, you know, whatever?
Spotlight. If we could do Spotlight, we'll spin the bottle, some of those games.
Spotlight.
Remember Spotlight, where you'd like kick the can, basically, that kind of thing?
Kick the can?
You never play kick the can?
No.
Okay, so like you put a can up and one person's it. Everybody goes and hides out in your neighborhood, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the guy finds people, and when he finds them, they got to go back and sit near the can. But if one of the other people hiding runs out and kicks the can, then the guy who's it has to run back up, put the can down, but everybody else gets to run back out.
Okay.
So it's like hide and seek advanced, right?
Oh, I see. Oh, that's interesting. No, I never played that.
But yeah, wouldn't that be fun in Minecraft?
It'd be a hoot.
Like on our server, we've done a lot. Like there was this cool vampire mod, and we played like we didn't get to do a public release with our community, but we did like a small thing. And what it was like a vampire mod. And what it is, if you're a vampire, you know, you had these special powers, like you could fly, and it allowed you to fly, and you were much stronger. And the nice thing is you could change the damage types of like when you're attacking or defending. And this was like in 1.4 we did this. And so what we did is we made up this game where how it works is we put in this mod where if you die, you get banned from the server for 24 hours. And we basically did this game where how it worked is we only enabled PvP from like 8 o'clock to 11 o'clock. And how it was supposed to work is the vampires could only attack 3 hours a day. And if you died, how the system worked was where you would release to was where the vampires were, and you would become a vampire. And so how the game started, or how we wanted it to start, was you would be a vampire. We'd pick like one person to be a vampire, and everyone else who joined the server would always be as a dwarf. And if you died, you'd get kicked from the server, and then the next day, you could play as a vampire. And it was awesome! And then 1.5 came out.
And it killed it.
And the mod didn't get updated. And so we were just like, oh, okay. So I'll have a sad face.
Yeah.
I need a sad expression. This is the saddest I have.
So you thinking about learning how to program your own plugin so you can keep them updated?
No, you don't need to learn a pro. There are so many plugins right now that anything you want to do in Minecraft, you probably could do in multiplayer outside of, you know, making monsters and stuff. But have you guys heard of Spout for a bucket?
No.
No.
It's Spout is, you're welcome, Spout guys. Spout is like, it's a new client for Minecraft, basically, and it allows you to do different features. And one of the things it allows server admins to do is change texture packs on the fly. So you can do simple things like seasons. You know, you make 4 texture packs, one for winter, one for fall, one for whatchamacallit, and then you could have it change whenever you want to change. But another thing you can do is you can have it change specific textures, like just change monsters. And that lets you just, you know, change monsters in this area. So instead of zombies, you have, you know, I don't know, Supermans. And it's just a bunch of Supermans. And it's Gotham City, and Batman doesn't like Supermans. And so Supermans just run around at night trying to beat people up. So you just do the skin changes, and that's cool. And it also lets you change sounds and play sounds, which was huge because on our server that we're doing this spell update, so everybody gets classes, we would have a ranger class. This was before Notch's bow, that what you would do is you would queue up your shot and it would play the sound loading the bow, and then fire shot, and you could play it through the Spout clan. And that was pretty awesome. And so it lets you do all this cool Minecraft stuff. And then when I saw a mod that could do this, I was just like, I wish I could put my hands in the air in this animation. I was just like, okay, I can do anything in Minecraft now. I can play sounds. I can change every texture model on a server. I'm ready to go. Let's make games. So.
Wow.
I want to play on your server.
Yeah.
Well, you guys, it's out of date. Like, I'll tell you. You want to hear my server? I will tell you all the cool things that happen on our server. Do we have time? Check the time, Brent.
Probably not. Eric likes reading stuff out like that, but usually it's kind of boring. We'll just say that it's probably a cool server, and we would love to visit it one day.
Is it public? Can people just go as tourists and just look around?
Right now it's just kind of, a standard 1.9 with everything we built on it. I don't think all the mods are set up. Because anytime the mods come out, we got to like update and stuff. So,
well, let's...
I'd love to go hang out on it.
Let's talk about 1.92. I don't think we've gone through everything. Dude. Just go down the... Since you do like list, Eric, we'll just hit this list and...
Okay.
And yeah.
Yeah, the new items, there's a bunch of new music discs, and I was popping in a bunch of discs just to see, you know, all the different songs. C418, of course, supplied, was it 40 minutes of new music? Something like that, or sound? I forget the exact number, but it was a lot.
Yeah.
Well, one of the records is broken. It's all ratty looking, so I popped it in, and it's creepy. It's like a bunch of sound effects. It's like you can hear footsteps and doors and just weird stuff, and it's bizarre. I don't really know what's happening.
It's a broken record with sound effects.
That's what it is.
For Halloween.
Oh, now I get it. That's exactly what it is. And then you have a bunch of weird little items that, you know, I don't really know what they do, and most people don't either. Blaze powder, magma cream. You can make bottles now. Spider eye. That's used for a potion. But all the different potions and things, put enchantments on you, which is cool. Like blindness was pretty neat looking. A bunch of those. I like the new interface too. You can see the enchantment that's on you in a timer ticking down. I think that's pretty cool. It feels like it doesn't really feel like Minecraft, but I don't mind because it's just bringing a whole lot of new like RPG elements into the game. You know, ever since you could get poisoned by cave spiders, it's just really ramped up. I mean,
that changed it for you?
Well, yeah, because it's a dot, right? You know, damage over time, and now you have enchantments, and those are enchantments over time. I don't know. EOTs?
Everything. I don't need to make an acronym.
Okay,
yeah.
Sorry. So these EOTs, they they give you all kinds of neat effects, and
I think they're just called buffs.
There you go.
Yeah. I don't think they're called EOTs.
You don't like EOT? Oh, man.
Maybe you say it's called BOTs for buff overtimes.
Hey.
Think that works? There
bots.
You go.
Bots. Yeah, people get confused.
I got the bots.
I got bots. You're banned. Something like that. But they also added some game mechanics. The crazy one, the hardcore mode, game over when you die. Now, it erases the map, I assume.
Yeah.
Like, whatever
you
did.
I don't like that. You know what would be better is if you couldn't respawn and it just made it a creative-only world. So at least you could keep what you have, right?
Oh, I see.
Well, and Eric and I were talking about last night, I think it would be awesome if they created a seed generator, like after you've built stuff, that you could basically create a seed from that, give that out, and that would be everything you built on it would actually be on that map now.
I don't think that's how seeds work.
Like, that would be so easy to
I understand
like,
what you
around.
Mean, but, I mean, it'd be really long if it had all the block changes you did.
Oh, yeah.
It'd be like, here's my seed. Well, how long? Oh, it's 70,000 characters. Okay.
So, give me an ant, Eric.
Huh? Is that a...
Thanks a lot, dude.
So, you know, what you could do is you could back up incrementally your map file over time so that you can revert back.
No, I hate you all. We can move on.
And hardcore mode.
So, hardcore mode, you don't like it.
Fight the system.
I think we're talking about a new game to do with hardcore mode. We're still trying to figure it out, but I think there's something there, like the hardcore 404 challenge or something, but with the hardcore mode, like give someone... you know, there's some challenge you do and see who can do it.
Well, the thing is, though, most challenges, if you die, you lose. So, but, you know, hardcore doesn't matter. If you die, your map gets deleted. Big deal. You still lost. It doesn't even matter, right?
No, you lose.
Right. But the thing is, to restart the challenge, you need to start the map fresh. So if it does get deleted, it did you a favor.
Okay, but what if the challenges find one of every single item in the game and put it in chests? Like in
wow, well, that's kind of interesting.
That's not hard. Except, well, I guess, with the new records. See, if you're thinking about the items like right now, I think you could do... I guess the diamond stuff would be a pain because you'd have to like mild a diamond hoe and, you know, a diamond... All the diamond armor, I guess that would take a long time.
But you have to make like a diamond block, so you'd have to get 9 diamonds to make into a block.
That's right.
I mean, like,
I don't want to play that game.
But it's hardcore, right? And if you die, you lose everything
that you got. Oh, yeah.
So that's pretty significant if you're sitting there, the last thing you need is an Ender Pearl. And you go to kill that Enderman, and a creeper comes up behind you and kills you.
How is the last thing you need an Ender Pearl, Brent?
Because
how are you playing this game? And the thing you don't have is an Ender Pearl. You get them like all over the place.
I'm just
walk around, and just Ender Pearls start falling from the sky. How did you get to this position where you have a diamond block, a diamond hoe, you got cookies, but you didn't have an Ender Pearl? It's like not having dirt.
Well, because I was using them the whole time, and when you use them, they go away. And I accidentally used my last one trying to get back to my house real fast.
You keep one in the chest.
I'm not a good thinker like that. I keep them all on me.
I love this scenario. It's great.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll work on that game in the future because doesn't that sound fun? Apparently not. Golden apples have a new shining animation.
I like that. It's almost like it's part of the new tooltip system. The tooltips have changed, and they have these little borders, these purple borders. Well, the apple now has a little border, and it shines. It has a little shimmer
And you have no more testifications.
Yeah, no testicates.
They also, I don't know if you guys knew this, they make you invincible too now for 30 seconds.
Yeah, and it makes all your hearts kind of like go bloop, 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 bloop.
Oh,
so you know that it's active too.
Oh.
How did you find out it shimmered, but it didn't make you invincible?
Invincible? I ate one. Remember, yeah. You were shooting me last night with the arrows and actually killed me as I'm eating an apple and it did nothing for me.
So maybe it's broken. Eating it. You're in the process of eating
it.
Yeah,
you're right.
Yeah, you have to finish eating it.
It does the nom 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 nom.
Yeah, thing. I saw you pulling out food and I said, right. Oh, headshot time. Yeah.
If it made you invincible while you were just eating it, you just never would finish eating it.
Yeah, and it fell right next to nibble. It fell right next to my dead body too as I died.
Do you think those would be golden poop blocks that came out?
Silence.
Okay, so next, you can continuously jump hitting spacebar. We don't have to go through all these. You can go to the
wiki.
Do a search and you can find all these things. But what are some of the cool things that y'all like? The Enderman pearls being teleporting? That you can teleport
with? Oh, yeah,
like
they
that?
Can dodge arrows. Yeah, it brings a little more. I mean, they're more scary now and it's a little more challenging. It's like if a fight is over in 2 seconds and you just shoot them once and they're dead, that's.
And once again, outdated one of my videos. Yay.
That's right. It'll still get a million hits of people like downvoting and saying, this is lame. It's old. F5 is back. F5 now cycles through. And that's awesome. Finally, you can see that front view of yourself if you're into that sort of thing. F8
hey, returned. That should go in Brent's game. Get all the items while only in front view.
Hey.
Does this game sound any more fun, Brent? How can we make it even worse?
You have to only play it
in a really small resolution. Like 320 by 180.
God.
How's it sound?
That's awesome.
And you have to place your inventory up all the time.
Yeah, your inventory screen
up. You can't move with your inventory up, though.
Makes it pretty
difficult, doesn't it?
Nice. Okay, so, yeah. And you have to listen to Celine Dion
You
play.
Y'all are mean and angry people.
Okay, so also, anything else that's good? I'm trying not to just read from this list here. F8... Cinematic mode is what they call it. Smooth camera is what I call it. It's back. It's cool.
Experience orbs are now your score when you die.
Oh, that's right. No more 0% E, whatever.
Yeah.
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 That's cool.
So, anyway. There's also animal breeding. Go do that. There's no sheep color inheritance yet. We saw Pulsors try that with... I think a black and white sheep. Thought you'd get a gray one, but not yet.
Yeah. You can do something like, get 2 sheep and have them mate, and then take the baby and mate it with the parents, and it still looks the same. I think it should come out slightly deformed.
Or small.
Yeah.
Maybe we just go with smaller.
Okay.
We don't really need, a fetus to pop out and then, slowly grow.
Yeah. It's kind of wrong, but, whatever.
I mean, it's natural.
I didn't put it in the game, right? I'm just commenting on it.
And commenting well at that. So, okay. What else do we have in news? You got any news for us, Rob?
In Minecraft?
Whatever. We don't really care.
I'm putting in. I don't know. I can't think. You guys went over everything.
Yeah, not as
I pay attention to it. I pay attention when it gets something. I just haven't, really played 1.9 at all.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you guys still really like starting over worlds?
I start over every patch. Times.
That's my favorite thing to do.
Well, I'll tell you why though, because I lost my I reformatted my computer and lost my big world save that I had been working on. Really 1.4 up. Right? While they're doing all that. Mm-hmm. So after that, it was like I started a new game and a new patch would come out every so fast that I wasn't losing anything by restarting.
Right, right.
But now I do want to start a new world that grows with the game, and that way I'm because that's the other thing is every patch I've got to start over and I'm sitting there banging on a tree.
Yeah,
I mean that's how I start over every patch. I like banging trees.
Yeah, he's into that.
Yeah, my single player world's still on 1.7, I think. Because have you guys ever used that Better Than Wolves mod where you can build all the machines and stuff?
Eric uses Yogbox. 25
used.
That didn't have it in it. That didn't have it in it. Okay. And you guys don't play with mods, do you? Oh, I'm so sad.
Well, I did. I used to really be into it, and it seemed like every mod I had would get into the game, like ambient occlusion and tall grass and all that stuff. It just always made it into the game. I played around with some of the crazy things, big things like hot air balloons and planes and crazy stuff, but mods would always break. And honestly, yeah. I just got tired of it. And Yogbox is like a big beast, you know. I got tired of it. And I'm like, I'm getting enough new things in the game almost every week that I don't need mods. So
yeah, and really, like, you know, doing the show, we kind of need to know what's vanilla.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it would be good to have, like, a mod segment, but I think it would almost be better to have someone else do it so we don't, you know, so they can concentrate on doing that weekly, bringing a new mod and describing it, and maybe even doing a video that we could link to about it.
Yeah. And see, my head was getting cloudy because I was playing so much from the Yogbox, and Brent, you hadn't tried it, so, and I was talking about it, and it didn't make sense. It's like, well, I'm talking about something that's not even officially in the game, and Brent's like, what are you talking about? Stop talking about that. Ropes and stuff and elevators.
But that's Minecraft, though, right?
Yeah. That is Minecraft.
Minecraft is a big community game in a lot of ways.
Yeah. But I think people play it differently, and I think there's people out there that don't touch mods at all, and I think that's probably a majority of people at the moment, except for on, you know, going onto a server and going, holy crap, I can't believe they're doing this or that, you know?
Yeah.
And so I think it's just, you know, rare people like you, Rob, that download plugins and plug them in.
You know, it's too difficult. It's simple in the sense that you just drag something to a folder, but it's still pretty difficult for people to just get into because they don't, like, the mods don't play nice with each other. That's the problem.
Right.
The mods don't play nice with each other. And then when people break their Minecraft, then they're like, I don't know what to do and I don't know what's wrong. So,
and I'm sure, you know, Mojang loves that because I'm sure they get, like, you know, people screaming at them, yeah. Hey, your game doesn't work. And they're like, why did you put in 400 mods? Like, maybe that's the problem.
Yeah.
I did a video series when 1.3 was out called Super Minecraft. That's what I called it. Where I just had, it was this pack of mods, kind of like the Yogbox. And it had, like, the Yogbox has, like, all the creatures, right? It has, like, all the additional mobs and stuff, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it had all those, but I had one mod in particular called Nightmare Mode, and what that did is every single night, everything would try to kill you. So everything would have an aggro radius of infinite. So all the mobs in the game would come from anywhere. They could be anything. The pigs would kill you, cows would kill you, all the NPCs. There'd be gas in the normal world. It was insane. And the worst part is they had digging zombies. So what you would do when everything's trying to kill you is you dig in the ground and you make a base and you'd be like, oh God, I'm not going outside. And the first day I'm playing this game, I'm like, what's that tapping? Tut, tut, tut. Tut, 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 tut. Digging zombie comes in, bunch of creepers, everything comes in, die. And I was just like, this is the best mod ever.
Wow.
And they never remade it. They never remade it. They never updated it. And I was so sad. Because that there became my Minecraft. That was Minecraft for me. Was zombies digging through the wall, killing me, and coming with a bunch of creeper buddies and a dolphin.
Wow. That's sounds terrifying.
Like Plants vs. Zombies or something. Maybe we could just set up an SMP server and just everybody's after you.
That would be glorious. I've done that before, though, as the Cake Bandit.
The Cake Bandit.
That is my alias when I want everyone to kill me. I come in the game dressed as the Cake Bandit, and I put cake everywhere. I go around. Do you guys know the mod that replaces, what's it called? You can replace things and make spheres and everything.
Yeah, World Edit or whatever.
World Edit, yeah, World Edit. I just go around and be like, that's a nice cobblestone house. Now it is cake.
Nice. A cake
cobblestone to cake.
And this is on your server?
Yeah.
And, like, would you roll it back or would people be like, my house is cake?
Well, in our server, we constantly wipe it out. We have a creative server if you want to go build, but, like, we'll have events, and typically we won't go mess with something, but if we have an event and it's like, we're building a new castle for everybody to live in, and then everybody works together and builds that castle, we will eventually destroy that castle with another role-playing event where the Cake Bandit comes in and spawns a bunch of zombies and guests.
Also, and how does your crew deal with that? Do they like that, or do you get complaints from people going, oh, I don't want to destroy it?
There's a couple people who complain. For most people, just love it because something happens. Because this is what happens: is like people will build a town in Minecraft, and when the town's being built, it's active, and everybody's working together, and is like, "Hey, do you have any planks? Oh, I got some planks," and it's great. But once the town is finished being built, nobody hangs out in the town anymore. Exactly. And so once that happens, that's when we decide we need something to happen in this town.
Oh,
that's a good idea.
Turn it to cake.
Yeah, it's like a SimCity disaster.
Yeah, that's what it's like. It's like a little tornado comes in, but he's a cake bandit.
Old CB strikes again. Do they call you CB?
They do.
Or is that just me?
Did I ever tell you guys about the cookie economy we had?
No.
Where basically we had, thanks to Bucket, we had stores in-game. So there was a castle. There's a place you could go to trade. And you could sell anything to the castle for cookies. And likewise, it would cost you more cookies. You could buy anything. And so we had a cookie-based economy where you'd go out and you'd farm a bunch of, iron. And you go to the castle and they'd be like, here's 180 cookies. And your inventory would be filled with cookies. And then you could go and just buy diamond tools and everything. And we had it. So pretty much everything had a price and everything came with cookies. And then what we did in our capital city is we would have plots and we would sell plots for cookies. And so that's kind of how it worked, is you'd go and you'd get cookies and you'd buy the house with cookies and you'd build in the cities, and it's great. And then once the city got full, we were just like, well, now what do we do? And then we would destroy it with a cake bandit, and then everyone would have to buy new houses.
Wow. So are you an active admin on the server, doing the mods and plugins, or do you have a team or someone who loves doing that and does that for you?
I know how to do everything with the add-ons and everything. That's not a problem for me. But we have the guy who runs our server, Fat32, plug in his name. he's awesome. And anytime Minecraft comes out, the first thing he does is like, I need to update everything and make a list and a spreadsheet and Google Docs of what needs to be updated and the threads I can watch it for. And so,
is there a NTFS on the server as well?
What is that?
Fat32. Never mind.
I got you.
Anyway,
third joke.
Hey, the witch thought it was funny.
So that's why you need Wes here.
That's right.
You would have had a laugh.
That's right. There's no Wes laugh here to back us up on our bad jokes.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Soundboard. So, you know what else you can do with sound?
I do.
You can listen to audiobooks.
Yes. Glorious, glorious audiobooks.
And if you want to listen to an audiobook right now for free on us, just go to audibletrial.com/theshaft, and they'll hook you up with a free 2-week trial and a credit, which there's a bunch of books for 1 credit. Or you can stay in the game and get 2 credits and get a super huge 60-hour book. Just finished the one I've been listening to. It took about a month. It was a 60-hour book. And I've got to say, it was crazy ending stuff. I was not seeing it coming. So,
what was it called?
Dance of Dragons, whatever. It's the Fire and Ice 5th book in it from George R.R. Martin.
Oh, right. Okay.
Really good series. Roy Deltrice is the reader, and he does a great job making you feel like you're there with the action. So it's a recommendation, but it is 2 credits, so you wouldn't be able to get that right away. There is a bunch of stuff you can get for 1 credit.
I'm still listening to Matt Mitnick's new book, Ghosts in the Wires. And it's basically a autobiography of a hacker.
Hacker?
It's good. I just started it. But
do you listen to books on, I was about to say tape. Do you listen to audiobooks, Rob?
Yes, I do. I'm listening to this one book. It's called Fire and Ice. It's got this really cool ending, and it's got a dragon and stuff. You definitely should listen to it.
Very
it's good,
cool.
though.
That's awesome.
Excellent.
It's 60 hours, I think.
Yeah. I'll have to check that out.
You should. So run on out to audibletrial.com/theshaft and get a free book and get a month trial there. Get you some audio books. All right. So let's do something that we don't have a bumper for. And we might need Rob to do it for us. Are you about to say something, Brent?
I was about to help with the bumper.
Okay.
Prepared.
All right. This segment is called...
Listener. Listener,
I don't know what this segment's called.
It's called Listener Contributions. Listener Contributions. A Listener Contributions. Hey, a Listener Contribution. Hey, hey, a Listener.
All right, that was it.
Are we done?
Yeah, I think we're done.
Did we finish?
Yeah.
Okay.
Listener Contributions. All right. What is this noise? It's very soothing.
I gotta go pee now.
Yeah.
It's a rainmaker.
Rainmaker.
Okay, so we got a lot of calls in today. Let's hit it.
Oh, yeah. Listener contributions buttons. I'm gonna hem and haw until I get this thing ready. Okay, so the first one we have here is something about something, and here it goes.
Hi, chefs, people. It's me. I'm a listener. And I just had a question for you guys. Is there anything in 1.8 that you don't like? I know there's, like, the Enderman stuff, but I'm just curious. So, yeah, okay. See ya. Love the show. Bye.
In 1.8? I don't like the fact that they removed F8, but it doesn't matter since it's back in 1.9 pre-release, too.
Oh, we're going... Oh, yeah, that's 1.8. Well, let's just say 1.8 or 1.9. Let's put it all together.
Okay, it might be an old call, right, or something. Okay, so I don't know. Things we hate about 1.9, or the newest, whatever.
I don't think I hate anything, but the snowmen creep me out. Like, I don't really get them quite yet.
Really?
Like, are they made to just make a snow biome in an area that's not a snow biome?
No, because Notch said it in a documentary.
What did he say?
Didn't you ever watch the Minecraft documentary?
Oh, the 20-minute one?
Yeah.
I don't remember talking about it, though.
They were talking about snowmen and like, oh, here's people who can make snowmen. And then Notch literally said, oh, they should come alive and throw snowballs. And that's why they're there.
I didn't realize that.
I'll have to go back and listen to that.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've seen it.
They actually just had an update on their Kickstarter, too, with a lot of info. Like, it's a huge, long thing, so we can't really get into it. But definitely go to the Kickstarter and search for Two-Player Productions and the Minecraft story and read up on it.
I guess what I don't like... And in general, I guess, it doesn't matter the version, but I don't like that there's no ambient sounds outside. Like, there's no birds chirping.
There's no birds.
There's no water.
There's no birds.
Well, it doesn't matter, right? I mean...
Water doesn't chirp.
No. There's no water sounds when you're next to it and when you're on a beach. I mean, when's the last time you were on a beach? Did it sound like nothing to you?
Well, you want to hear, like, waves crashing in?
I want to hear waves.
But we don't have waves crashing in.
That's okay.
Do you think we need
it? Visually,
right,
we don't need it. We need it. Audio will sell it, I think.
Okay, but what do you think about crashing waves?
This is funny. I should get you a link, but I did a video, it was like 10 minutes long, of me playing Minecraft blindfolded. To see if how far I could get in the game. You can add this to your game, Brent, too. You got to do the whole thing blindfolded.
Did you try to play
the game blindfolded and just see how far I can get.
How long did you get? Very long. Okay.
I died by the first night it came.
We'll put the link to that in the show notes, and we'll add it to the doc, because I'd like to see it, too.
Oh,
we'll add it to the
post. Oh, yeah, I'm going to see that. Yeah. Well, what about crickets when it's nighttime? It lets you know it's night. You always hear crickets out at night, right?
Oh, fireflies at night
in
certain seasons.
In a swamp biome, I want to hear bullfrogs.
Stuff. And alligators.
Do they really make noises? I'm an alligator.
Well, there's no alligators.
No, yeah.
There's no bullfrogs.
So they're so small you don't see them, right?
But there's lily pads for them.
Yep, there you go. Sold. I don't like that you pick a lily pad up and you can't do anything with it. You can't put it down.
You can knock out another lily pad with it.
Well, yeah. You can use it to hit stuff, yes.
Isn't that what you use them for?
I guess.
They're coming down around the mountain. There she comes. I don't know where that was going. But, yeah, lily pads, frogs, sounds, water, stuff.
So, really,
like that.
I mean, that's just something I long for.
That almost seems
more
like
audio.
More of an excavation station. I long for audio in the game.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw what you did. It's like a good interviewee, right? You turned something like, well, that's not really a negative because, you know, you don't hate it because it's in the game. You hate it because it's out of the game.
Yeah.
And so it's something that'll probably be in there eventually.
Hopefully. If anybody listens to this show that's in charge. Yeah. Like
Charles?
Like Charles or something. Yeah.
In charge?
Hopefully.
I think we scared Rob off.
That is true. Okay. So let's listen to this next one about boring videos.
Hi, this is Brendan calling in for a shaft. I was thinking about
how your video podcast has been a bit boring to me, since watching your faces talk is just like listening to something someone talking. So maybe when you're talking about a mod or a texture pack or something along those lines, you could go into post and add video gameplay of that mod, said mod, texture pack. I think that would make the video podcast a lot more interesting. Love the shaft. I'm going to try and sponsor as soon as possible. Keep on shafting.
And I think it's a great idea if we had the time. I mean, it comes down to time.
You said your face was boring, Brent.
I'm used to it.
You're going
to
be all nice.
I'm pretty used to it.
Yeah.
It's okay. Have you seen my Let's Play series? Like, I think I have one with, like, what, like 1,000 down? It's like the Rebecca Black of Let's Plays. It's great.
It is. When it boils down to it, this is an audio show, and as a courtesy, we put the live stream up on YouTube. So what you're watching on YouTube is only slightly edited. Like, you know, you get the intro and the outro, and you get the music and everything. But honestly, if we spent a lot of time making these shows look good, we wouldn't be putting out music videos and all the other stuff that we are working on behind the scenes, you know. So really, this episode, though, if you're listening to this episode and you want to check out Mojachi the Moon Princess, he is animated live. It's incredible. We're talking to an animation. But that's really what Rob looks like. So it's just a webcam, but he's a cartoon. So there are some cool things about the videos that you can check out. So did that answer the question?
I think so. Okay. I think it did. Just great. So while we get to the next one, which seems a lot like the first one.
Yeah, it's all about 1.8.
But I like this one more.
Hi, guys. This is Transformer Girl and Zachalegomania. And we have a question for you on how you think of 1.8. We think it's awesome. We've already gotten, this morning, it's a school day, but I always usually get up and go to Minecraft, and I'm thinking, I wish it's 1.8 time, and yes, it is.
I just updated it.
And we want to ask you, what do you think of everything? The new foods, the melons, the Enderman, of course, and the new spawned villages, which I think are pretty awesome.
Here, let's go look for spawned villages.
Okay, so that was our thing for listener contributions, and we will listen to you guys forever.
Okay.
See you later. She goes.
Forever.
Well, I gotta say that I just can't. The bow is still like my favorite thing right now. Like
the boat.
Bow.
Oh, the bow.
Like
pulling back
and aiming at your head, Eric, is just so much fun.
I know.
And then you're like making snowmen over there, and I'm just like blowing them away as you make them. And you're like, oh, where'd my snowman go? I don't know. And I'm just sitting there. It's like a sniper in TF2.
Yeah. And it's neat.
You know what I don't like in 1.8 though?
What's that?
Is how they took away F6. But I guess they put it back in 1.9, so it's okay.
What's F6?
I meant F8, sorry.
F8. Oh, yeah, you're right.
Got it.
Why did they take it away?
Oh, my God.
And then put it back. They tease us.
You know what? One thing that I like is that they're thinking about putting in sounds of bullfrogs and...
And crickets.
Crickets.
All right, and alligators.
I don't know where that's going yet.
I guess we probably did answer this question just throughout time.
Through the news and everything.
Yeah.
We've kind of been...
The villages are super cool. We roamed around for a while last night and couldn't find one on the map that you started. Just our 1.9 pre-release 2 test map. But I love those. And I don't know.
It's pretty good. We actually ran our server off of, we downloaded the jar for the 192 server. Yeah. And we ran it off like an old laptop. I mean, it was like a $200 laptop. And it ran pretty well with just two of us on it, you know, local host in it. And you IP'd over. And it ran pretty well. So I don't know if they're doing stuff with the server architecture or if it's always been that good on, you know.
That's true.
Just
yeah,
two people
low.
On there. But
yeah. And that computer isn't even powered by CPUs. It was actually a hamster inside.
That is true. So, a dead hamster.
Yeah. And it was delicious,
too. That's some hamster.
Okay, so here's the next listener contribution.
Hello, this is Thane for the Shaft. Or, yeah, whatever. anyway, I have a question for you guys. When Minecraft comes out, the full version, what's the first thing you're going to do? Okay, bye.
I'm going to eat a hamster.
I'm going to punch a tree. I'm pretty sure. I may look for a village. I'll either look for a village or punch a tree.
Let's see. In game or out of game? First thing? What would I do first thing
I'm gonna
when 1.8 is out?
Server.
Well, we're going to be at Minecon when 1.8. I mean, when the full version comes out. So we'll probably
cheer.
Go have some drinks with the Mojangstas.
Yeah, I'm sure they're going to tell us, hey, come on,
probably
have
be
some drinks
thing.
With us.
Yeah, a little, you know, behind stage.
They might say, backstage. Come have some drinks with us and tell us a bar to meet them at, and we'll get there, and they're not there. Like,
it's all sad. all right, yeah, punch a tree. We'll just go outside and punch a tree. What do you think? Are there trees in Las Vegas? Not really, huh?
They're palm trees.
Okay, we'll go punch some of those.
I mean, yeah.
That'd be cool.
It's not, I don't know where you're going. Rob, what are you going to do?
Go on the forums and officially start whining, because everybody tells me you can't whine because the game's still in beta. Once it's released, I'm going to release my thesis.
Awesome.
Oh, God.
I like that. Okay, quickly, here's one last one here, and it goes like this.
Hey, Shaftites. This is Death Rock calling in, and I have something for listener contribution. I've been playing Minecraft again. Now 1.8 has been out, and I just my contribution is out to Notch and everyone at Mojang, because they really knocked it out of the park with this one. I just got off the phone and talked to my friend, who I just convinced him verbally that he needs to start playing again, just with all the new awesome stuff. And also, those cave spiders are awful. So, yeah, just super awesome, and I can't wait for the full release.
Well, you need to go convince your friend to go to mypcbackup.com/theshaft and get a free backup solution for your computer. Get free online backup, access your files anywhere, unlimited storage. How was that for a segue?
Yeah.
So, that was like almost planned, but not.
That was an A+.
but yeah, you can sync with multiple computers.
Just have Eric call in and ask these questions. Where can I do a survey? That's three questions, Brent. I mean, the shaft.
Oh, the shaft A, the shaft herb A.
I wasn't talking with my character because I was making a little phone with my hand for that. Now I feel like an idiot.
No, it's okay. Now you're like lip sync, hand syncing something.
Right.
So you're doing a puppet.
Yeah, digital puppet.
Oh, it is a digital puppet. That's what it is. Oh, damn it, I'm not doing it again.
Okay, so hit that button, Eric.
Okay, next up, the big one.
Excavation Station.
All rightness. Let's do this-ness. The first one we got here is something about an apocalypse biome. Now, that sounds cool, and I probably already spoiled the call, but here it is anyway.
Hey, this is the podcast. My name's Shroud, and I have an idea for Excavation Station. Since we're going a little crazy with the biomes and adding more, I thought that it'd be a cool idea that we could add a biome that's kind of like a creeper apocalypse biome, like post-apocalypse with the creepers there. So when you go into it, it's just a whole bunch of dirt and a whole bunch of creeper craters, and then after a while, grass will start growing over and all that and stuff like that. So, hey. Keep up the good podcast, and see you around.
What?
That's a custom biome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Creeper cust.
I don't think that's as scary as, like, one covered in pigs, though. And you're just like, why are there so many pigs?
And they're all looking at you?
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be good. They all just stare at you?
You saw the mushroom
and they
biome,
oink,
right?
They oink in sync. They just all oink together.
Oh, that would be awesome.
That would be good.
That would be good. Have you seen the mushroom biome? That one's pretty creepy.
No, I haven't seen it. There's an actual mushroom biome?
Yep.
I've grown mushrooms. Yeah.
The cows,
with bone meal.
The cows have fungi growing on them. If you can knock them off with shears, and a bunch of mushrooms
warts?
Will fall off of them, and you can pick them up. But they're growing on their head and their back. It's really... and they're red cows. It's really strange.
That sounds pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
I still want to do the meteor, but, you know,
yeah,
who am I? Cool.
The meteor that falls, blows up the world?
No, just like a...
It comes down and then you can
like
dig
you
up...
you see it for like weeks, like so you know it's coming, and then it'll land in,
oh,
in a,
cool.
A area that no one's populated yet.
Like so you go and you discover a crater and maybe some weird things that you
yeah.
can
so
dig up.
A new creature.
You don't want it to land in your house.
Right, so it would land in a chunk that,
you
wasn't,
don't want that.
Wasn't out yet. But then you'd have like an alien mob maybe that would spawn.
Oh yeah, with eye stalks.
And then you'd have like some minerals that you could only get from that area. You know, things like yeah. that, you know.
You could mate an alien with a sheep and see.
Yes.
Maybe something cool would happen.
Well, you would have a sheep with eye stalks.
Awesome.
You have one of those cows. If you mated with a cow, the mushroom cow.
Yeah.
With eye stalks.
I don't know, Brent. I think I would like it if the meteors just hit people's houses.
Well, you're a big old fat griefer.
I think that would be good. Or if they made it more like in The Legend of Zelda Majora's Mask, where there's the giant moon that looks like it's crushed Earth. And so you know the meteor's coming, and it's going to crush your house in like 3 days, but there's nothing you can do. So then people have to pack up and move, and they're just like, someone get the admin to shut off the server! Quick! My house is getting destroyed.
Or what if you could build a shuttle and then take that shuttle and fly it out to the asteroid and blow it up?
You mean like in
no.
Oh, what's the movie?
No, not like Armageddon.
Yes, you do. Yeah,
with,
like Armageddon.
Bruce Willis.
You yeah, you would actually have to have a Bruce Willis skin on.
Yeah, bald.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Okay, so
yippee-ki-yay.
The only thing better than this is if we could breathe underwater, I think.
Hey, speaking of that.
Hello, Shaft. Reasonable here. I have an idea for excavation station, the one and only. A single pair of brick boots which allow you to walk underwater and mine things as quick as you were on land. And like a breathe reed or something like that, which like when eaten or refills your breath and allows you to breathe twice as long underwater for a short period. Thanks. Love to share it. See ya.
So your wish has been granted, right?
Hey, cool. Did you just put it in the game, Brent?
No, Notch did. All right, there's a water breathing potion now.
Oh, there is, yeah, an enchantment. Yeah.
So it lasts, what, like 3-5 minutes?
Is it
or
a potion or an enchantment?
I think they're both the same, right? The
I don't know. I haven't been able to play with either or yet.
Right. Yeah, me either. We couldn't figure it out last night just on our own without wikiing everything.
Yeah, we needed Wes there. He's the one who figures out that crap for us.
Yeah. But we did see that you do get... I guess it is an enchantment. It gets added to your inventory interface on the left side, and it has a timer. We saw it in a video as well. So,
yeah,
I mean,
Game Chaps were doing it.
Game Chaps, I say.
They were talking a little fast, so I couldn't understand exactly what was going on.
That's right, yeah.
But I saw water breathing somewhere. So I'm going to say it's in the game. Your wish is granted.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's our fault.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Not really.
All right, next one here.
Hey, Shafters, this is Jack Watts of 54, and I have an idea for excavation station. Yeah, anyway. I'd like to be able to change my skin or my outfit or whatever in-game. Like, you could download a bunch of skins and save them into your game, and then go into your game and, you know, switch them out in multiplayer servers so you don't have to back out and go on a website and change it or download it and change the char file or whatever it's called. That's it. So thanks for listening, guys, and tell me what you think. Goodbye.
I'm confused by what he asked.
He wants to
Does
be
he want to change his skin or other people's?
His skin. Yeah, like, you know, like right now you actually have to go to the website to upload a new file. Like, would
but
you
that's
want
actually, that's actually one of the nicest things Minecraft has is, you know, because a lot of sites have that, like, They have it so you can, like, just click a button and it updates, right?
Right.
Like, yeah. Like the skin decks and stuff. That's pretty nice.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah,
I mean, I guess he wants to change it in game, but
Like, what do you think about if you could, instead of uploading it to your profile, upload it to your closet, and in game you could build a closet and then you can click on that and pick your skin.
That sounds cool.
That would be pretty good.
It's like playing dress up with dolls.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It sounds lame, but really, it would be fun. Right? I mean, that's what you do in GTA, right?
Yeah.
Or that's what some people do
dolls.
In GTA.
You play with
GTA.
Dolls?
I mean,
GTA?
You can dress yourself up.
I go around
up.
Shooting people.
You go and you
I
can
know
dress
you play
yourself
with dolls.
Matter of fact, I kind of go around shooting people playing with dolls.
I mean, the first that's thing they did, goal. They get you to do in San Andreas is like, go get something green or red or whatever the gang color is. Dress up time.
I don't know if this is really a good analogy.
Hardcore gangsters play dress up time.
I think maybe we could even go back to Sims.
Am I wrong on all this stuff?
Maybe make it better.
Oh, give me bullfrogs. Let's go back to that.
There you go.
All right. Well, let's hit up this next call right here.
Hello, the Shaft Podcast. This is something for listener. No, not listener. Excavation Station. I think with 3 cobblestone diagonally, you should be able to make a cobblestone baster, which, when used on cobblestone, makes it into stone. Tell me what you think. Love the show. Keep doing whatever you're doing. Bye.
So,
I don't know if we should even comment on the on this.
So, but
ridiculous recipes.
He's making like smooth stone with a cobblestone baster.
Yeah. No.
So you just hit it with a stick.
So you suck up the cobblestones with your cobblestone baster, and then when you squirt them back out, it makes smooth stone.
Yeah.
You know what? You know what you could do? Instead of having a cobblestone baster, you just make a turkey baster, and then when you use it on cobblestone, it turns to smooth stone. That's 2 for 1. And then you could use it on turkeys, which I assume they're adding.
Or, no, yeah.
Thanksgiving?
I'm sure it'll be there.
They don't do Thanksgiving in Sweden.
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure they don't.
We'll have to see. Get Zwarflind to help out with bringing presents and putting them in the shoes.
Wow. Your your Swedish is improving.
Zarkfin?
I don't know.
Zartpete.
Yeah. Okay.
There we go.
There's your... Yeah, we just taught you something, right? Okay, next one up.
Hello, this is Chase, a.k.a. Mega Man, calling in for Excavation Station. I was just thinking, in 1.8 beta, we got strongholds, and at the moment they're empty. And in 1.9 patch, we're set to get NPCs. So I was thinking, you know, if we're already getting NPCs, why not have... dwarves and strongholds. I don't know. It just seemed appropriate, you know, being underground stone complexes filled with dwarves. I mean, that just seems natural to me. What do you guys think? Thanks. See ya.
I'm pretty sure Rob has something to say about this.
I could not hear the question.
Oh, you can't
just
hear the...
Just like chat. Oh, yeah, well, apparently chat's all, I can't hear the questions. So I'm helping them. I didn't hear it either.
Okay.
He was very soft. He was a low talker.
Yeah, some of these are kind of low. So he wants to see more action going on in the nether fortresses, like doors specifically.
Dwarves.
Oh, dwarves?
He wants the NPCs to spawn to be dwarves.
not dwarves.
Oh. I was like, hey, dwarves. Man, you give us an idea. We'll comment on it.
Where does this door go?
If you want doors, we'll talk about doors.
Dwarves. I was sure Rob would have some comment to say about that. What do you have against dwarves?
I was wondering why you thought he was all hip to doors.
Apparently, Eric's just like, well, just pass this question to Rob. I don't have anything to say about doors.
Dwarves.
Okay.
And gnomes, maybe. Gnomes and dwarves.
Dwarves. Okay. Yeah. I don't know.
With beards.
I think it's awesome. I would love to see a little squatty Minecraft dude. You know? I mean, that's what a dwarf is, right?
You know what I want him to do in the base Minecraft with things like dwarves and stuff? Is I want him to go all Inception style. You know how there's all these like ether mods and stuff where there's more portals that go into other dimensions? I want him to do a system where like you go to the nether and you gotta make another portal, and that takes you to another place. And then in there you make another portal. You just can kill like 7 levels down. And then just keeps going into different, more ridiculous worlds instead of just trying to, like, add, like, the mushroom world he's added. Instead of just having a mushroom world, just have that be another portal. And you just keep going into more and more portals. And then you want to get back to your world with your house? That's a couple portals, my friend.
Yeah. True.
Maybe, instead of portals, he could just use doors. This guy, see, he knows what he's talking about. I just need more doors in the nether.
More doors, please.
Did he even say the Nether like once?
I think he did.
I think he said ruins.
Oh, did he? Sometimes
fortress,
I just,
fortress.
Sometimes I just hear what I want to hear. I just make things up.
Oh, so all he was asking was for dwarfs.
He wants dwarf fortress.
Everything I gathered
fortress.
From Eric was wrong.
He wants dwarf fortress in Minecraft.
Oh, yeah. Was he even calling up the right show?
Maybe not.
Oh, okay.
So,
there's a mod for dwarfs, by the way.
Okay, that's all the audios we're going to do this week. We have a couple ones that Astrogolly thought were incredible ones, so we're going to read a few of these off.
Are you talking about for this segment?
No.
Sightings.
It's so beautiful.
Oh, my God. It's so intense.
Well, I guess so.
Oops.
Well, that's fine. It's getting long anyway. We'll save those for next week. So we have some videos and links that we'd like to talk about.
Okay.
All right, the first one is the results for Capture the Record 4. And Mark wants to know, where were you, Eric?
Oh, I missed it. We have been pulling all-nighters in order to get this music video done and planning for the Dead Workers Party.
And so, why didn't he ask where I was? I don't really understand. Like, what's going on?
I think
on here?
Because I was the one who said, I promise I'll be there no matter what. And then I wasn't there.
See, this.
I love the Eric love.
This reminds me of I leave my house and I'm like, oh, I'm going down over to Eric's house. And my kids are all like, oh, Eric, we love Eric. Tell him how much we love his video. And I'm like, follow me on Twitter, kids. Like, what's this Eric love stuff? I'm part of the show.
Your own kids
I'm there
don't
too.
Follow you on Twitter.
What's going on? Anyway, so. Great. Anyway, so we'll have a link to the results. We won't spoil it and let you know it was a draw. there's also a link here to Minecraft Save Seed Readers, where you can switch your 1.8 worlds between creative and survival.
I think that's
something we were asking for last week, right?
Oh, totally. Yeah.
And so these guys whipped it up in less than a week. That's pretty cool. We'll definitely have to link to that.
Yeah, no doubt. Also, this other one, Legend of Zelda, A Block to the Past. It looks like a recreation of the Zelda 1 map, the entire map. Wow.
It's got doors in it.
That's impressive.
In the Nether.
You know, I need to download more maps and play with them, you know, instead of starting a new map and punching a tree every time I play.
Have you done any of the adventure maps?
No, I have done none of those. We want to start with Mars mission.
Yes, we're going to do it.
Yeah, we're going to start with that
Maybe let's do it live during DWPP, huh? Be an event.
Sure, it's an event. See, we just come up with this stuff on the fly.
We're going to be streaming the whole weekend. Screw the rest of the show. Let's talk about DWPP. Okay, I guess we can't do that. So next we got here some videos. We got one which is Dual Craft, Cool as Ice. We'll link to that. And also a few more here, Dark Craft's Adventure Mob Pathfinding. It's a demo of a mod he wrote. Just look in the description for everything about that. Mm-hmm. And we also have Whack-A-Mole. That's always fun stuff.
Whack-A-Mole.
And how to wear a chest on your head in Minecraft, which I think everybody needs to know.
Excellent. Excellent.
Because it's almost as fun as a duck on your head.
Almost.
Right, Rob?
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
These are videos and links that people should go to, and we'll have them in the show notes.
Oh.
What's your favorite Minecraft video?
I'm just staring at Eric's face right now. I'm like, there's no ducks on Eric's face.
You're not looking hard enough.
Do you have any sightings, any awesome videos you've seen lately that you love?
All my videos are nerd videos, like people building things in redstone.
Excellent. We like those.
Have you seen the one where the guy built Duck Hunt in Minecraft?
Yes.
Oh, Duck Hunt.
Duck Hunt.
Okay. Duck Hunt. Yeah. That's got to be the most favorite video I've seen lately by the guy. He's awesome with redstone.
Oh, man.
And did you see the Pokemon one?
The Pokemon mods?
No, the video where he basically redid, like, he it's like the old, like, I don't know, Nintendo game, the black and white screen.
Oh, yeah, but he did all the... I don't understand why he did that, because when I watched it, I was just like, why am I just watching a Game Boy? And then he showed that he actually did this pixel by pixel of Minecraft, and I was just like, but I don't... Why? Why would you do this? But hey, it's cool. No idea why he would do it.
Yeah, I almost thought he should have put the behind the scenes actually in the video, like some snippets in the beginning. So you know,
it's confusing without it.
Yeah, because I just saw Pokemon in Minecraft, so I was like, oh, that'd be cool. And I go look, and I'm like, what does this have to do with Minecraft?
Yeah.
Until finally, I saw the link to the behind the scenes and looked. I was like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Anyway,
also the Donkey Kong. See that one?
No,
going up. That one wasn't as good though.
You didn't like it?
It wasn't really Donkey Kong. It was.
It was like instead of barrels coming down, it was minecarts, and you jump over the minecart.
Yeah.
And if you don't,
I also wish he had recorded it with somebody else, so it looked more like Donkey Kong because he was like recording it in first person.
Yeah, and then it doesn't make much sense. Yeah.
So, yeah. Oh, like recording and watching someone else running up and doing it?
Yeah.
Watching someone else running it.
Because from the side, it looks 2D and cool, and then but from his view, it all didn't make sense.
Ah. Well, that's some good stuff.
That is some good stuff. Who is that? Hello?
Housekeeping!
Whoa. All right. Come in. We need... No, stay out.
Oh.
You got anything for us? Yeah, sure. Come in. We need new towels, new sheets, too.
Oh, yeah.
Some coffee filters. Uh-huh. And now you're creeping us out. Get out.
Bye.
Is this a segment? I don't understand. Are we going into somewhere? Housekeeping with Eric and Brent.
Bye. I'll see you next week.
Yeah, it's just a little improv play we're working on. We're going to go hit Broadway soon with it.
Isn't that awesome?
Okay, so in housekeeping, little things about us.
Dead Workers Party.
Behind the scenes stuff.
The Shaft.
Dead Workers Party is less than a week away, and there's a lot of people coming from all over the place to just hang out with us. And
it's kind of like BlizzCon on a slightly smaller scale.
Slightly smaller, yes, without the Foo Fighters or the Tenacious D.
Hey, we got Gil Landry.
Yeah.
Gil Landry will be playing.
Everybody knows who that is, right?
Yeah, of course.
I have no idea who that is. I don't either.
And it's going to be an awesome time. We got a lot of games planned, events and things, tournaments. You can go check out the website, which is
dwpp.deadworkers.com.
And there you will see hotel info. You know, this is less than a week away, but you can still register. Registering is free. It's just to let us know you're coming, and there's a hotel all set up and ready for you to get a room at, and we'll be going till Sunday, all weekend.
Yeah, we'll be starting sometime on Friday. I'll be down at the place at 8. So as people get in town, I'll round them up and get the other people in town. And I guess we're really not starting much until like 5 or so. That's when we'll kind of start. The con.
Also,
and then Saturday we'll be going strong all day long. We've got a bunch of tournaments, a bunch of prizes. We actually have a bunch of sponsors, too. So check out the sponsors page on dwpp.deadworkers.com and check them out, because that's really cool what they've done. And on Sunday we'll be doing probably a cookout and just kind of general gaming all day as people, I guess, head out. But we'll be there all day on Sunday as well.
Yeah. We'll have like a little dance-off or something like with the, what is it called, Dance Central on the Kinect.
We will?
Get your dance on. Yeah, why not? We got to do something like that.
Okay, Eric's going to dance for you. It'll be a lot of fun.
Awesome. And we're going to stream it too.
So you know what, Rob? You should. We've got a bunch of Canadian friends who are are they driving down or are they taking a... bus.
You know, I don't remember. I think they were bussing. I don't remember.
But they're coming down from you know where you are, because I'm sure you're in the same area, because Canada's not that big.
Are you? Are you on the right side or the left side of Canada?
You guys are what in the Midwest?
East.
We're south.
Southeast.
Mid-east? Yeah. Southeast.
Southeast.
That's pretty far.
Are you on the west side or east side?
I'm in Ontario, so I'm on the east side. Hey. Never eat. Yeah, east side.
Aren't they from there, too?
You said?
Are they in the chat room, Mr. Eagle? Moo? Anybody? No? Okay. Well, just saying, you should hitch a ride with him and come on down. I'm sure you don't have anything to
far.
Do.
It's a bit far, but yeah. I probably don't have anything, except those things I have to do. But besides those things...
You can do those things here in Huntsville.
Thanks for telling me, you know, a week before it. That's...
Yeah,
that's
good. Eric told his girlfriend like last night too, and she tried to make it. But
yeah, I like how I have a girlfriend also, and that's pretty awesome.
Oh, is that not?
No, I don't care. Oh. Sure. Yeah, I have a girlfriend.
Well, she's a girl, and she's your friend.
That's true, right? Just like you.
I'm your boyfriend.
Yikes! Now we're going somewhere strange.
Why is that strange? Are you a homophobe?
No.
What's going on?
Let's go to shout outs.
Housekeeping. Housekeeping.
So where can people find out more about you, Rob?
Urealms.com. I make videos. I talk a lot. I don't really like Twitter myself. You guys know that.
Twitter? Where are you at on Twitter?
Yeah. I have a Twitter.
Do you use it?
On the internet. Yeah, but only for like plugging things. I don't do the whole Twitter and talk thing. I like respond people who like message me, but I never got into it. I don't know. I might be getting old. I don't know. It's one of those things where like, I don't understand how this is popular. And then when that happened, I went, oh, I don't understand something. I must be getting old.
Well, it'd probably be like this episode because of your animated face here. You want to tell us more about how and why you did that for us?
I don't have a webcam. So...
Just as simple as that.
His face.
So that's awesome.
Yeah, webcam. I was like, well, I don't want a picture. That's lame. And you know, this took me, I don't know, 20 minutes to rig up.
So like, if you have like a neighbor who says, hey, can we borrow your pickup to move like some firewood, and you don't have a pickup, you draw him one, and like, oh, the firewood, and this is how I would have helped you if I could have.
I don't think that's how it worked, Brent, but if it did, that's definitely how I would have done it. Awesome. If I could draw a pickup and then that would move everything for him, I totally would have done it.
Oh, no, you just draw it like it was moving it for him, and that's what you give him, like a link to...
This is all very strange. To go on.
So your YouTube channel?
Yeah, I got one of those.
Oh, God. It's like pulling teeth here. Uh-huh. Well, what is it?
No, I don't need to be plugged. I don't ever like being plugged. I hate it. Well, see, they always feel so forced. They'll find me. They'll just like put a recording of my voice into Google, and Google will do its analysis and, you know, send it somewhere.
Yeah. Okay, but I just wanted to know for me, because I wanted to go check out your channel after the show.
If you want to see anything I do, it's on urealms.com.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Well, good. Well, you know what you can do after this show, Rob?
Eat lunch? I haven't eaten lunch
You can
yet.
Eat lunch, and while you're chomping down on your lunch...
I can do a survey?
You can leave an iTunes review.
Oh, yeah.
I can leave it there. I was close.
Yeah,
very close.
I was pretty close.
Pretty close.
I do want to shout out to Alex, who is in the studio today.
What up, Alex?
He recognized me on a set. I was shooting this week, cameraman on this thing, and he recognized me. Said, "You look kind of familiar." And I was like, "Oh, Kevin Smith, right?" And he's like, "No, you do The Shaft, right?" I was like, "Yeah, I do. This is weird that someone's recognized me," but So he's from Decatur, and he's sitting in right now, and hanging out just like anybody else. If you're local, if you're close by, our studio is open. You can come by and check it out. We've got a couch and stuff. And Wes isn't here, so he's taking Wes's chair.
Hey, next time someone comes up and says, "Hey, you look familiar," instead of pulling the what's his name, you need to say something like Samuel L. Jackson.
Nice.
Wait a second. You don't give him a chair? So if Wes isn't here, he has to stand for like an hour and a half?
Yeah. That's
how
we roll.
You guys are cruel.
We got a couch.
Yeah. We actually hang them up on a rope. We have a hook that kind of goes into the back, kind of snaps into the spine. What?
You hang them? So you just get a new guy every week?
No, I got really gruesome,
terrible,
didn't I?
That's why Wes isn't here this week. He was sick of it.
That's right.
Sick of the hanging.
You hung Wes?
Well, I guess that's the show. Episode 52 is done.
Yeah.
That is it. And big ol' thanks to Mojachi, the Moon Princess.
Somehow.
That's awesome. And his excellent animated face.
Those are awesome animations. I love how you made one for Eric and Wes too.
Yeah, we didn't get to use them, but
didn't make one for me.
No, I mean, whatever.
I don't need an
animation. Totally fine. Whatever.
It only took him 20 minutes, but he didn't have 20 minutes for me. I understand.
Yeah. But we'll play.
Well, you guys didn't tell me if we were going to use them or not.
Yeah,
that's right.
That was the one he was talking to, not Wes or Eric. Go figure. No, but seriously, thanks for coming on. It's always a blast with you in the room. So we'll have to get together at some con in the future when you make it to the USA again.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I was thinking of going to BlizzCon this year, but it's expensive for me to go. Yeah. You know, because I got to fly down and tickets are a pain. I could probably ask someone, for tickets, but I don't know. It's expensive to go anywhere.
Well, look at PAX East when that's coming up. That's a little bit closer to you, and I don't think tickets are that bad. Yeah. We'll try to hook up there and do another live podcast. That's worth your time, I'm sure. Anyway. So, thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Thank you, Mojache the Moon Princess, a.k.a. Rob Moran of U-Realms, and we will see y'all next week.
Congratulations, you made it through The Shaft alive. See show notes and leave comments for this episode at theshaft.deadworkers.com. Send questions, comments, and audio to theshaft@deadworkers.com or leave us a voicemail at 256-812-1010.
Hello, this is Ping Pong 1109 calling in again for the segment, which still has to be named. If you think you have a good name for it, maybe even a good bumper, send it in to jp@laprest.com. So anyways, let's get started. Today on YouTube videos, we have Chimney Swift and Lucklin talking about Jub's Pitcher in 1.9, about the new inventory and maybe some potions and stuff, and might be 1.10, it's not really clear yet. Chimney Swift 11's Wise of Indoswift series on Machinima has started. It's really cool. I would suggest going watching it because it's really cool. Lucklin's Minecraft Family Adventure, if you haven't seen it yet, they've been doing 1.8 adventures, and I don't know what's going to happen when 1.9 comes out, but we'll have to see. There's a Lay Soup Kitchen done by Chimney Swift, Lucklin, I think Dan021, and it's basically talking about some features in 1.9, and it's sort of a comedy sketch with it. And on Twitter, we have the 1.9 pre-release, both of them, and Jeb's pictures about new inventory and potions and the enchantment table. And we have nothing for Reddit. If anyone has anything for that, let me know. Send it to my email, which I said earlier. Channel pimping today is Sylvus Wooen, I think is how you say it. YouTube.com/SylvusWooen. I've seen some of his videos, they're pretty good, so I would suggest going watching them and maybe subscribing. Email me at jp@lapwest.com for suggestions, comments, for anything, and I guess that's all. See ya.
Deadworkers Party Network! Look at me! I'm on the Shaft!